Nolte, Trump's favorability higher than 2020 Democrat candidates during impeachment. By John Nolte on November 8, 2019. The latest polling from Monmouth shows that President Trump enjoys a higher favorability than every serious 2020 Democrat candidate. Those of you looking for even more proof that the establishment media have almost no impact on public opinion need only read on. Keep in mind that this is a poll of 835 registered voters taken between October 30 and November 2, 2019. Or while Democrats and their media allies are on a 24/7 crusade to impeach Trump. Favorable, unfavorable. Donald Trump, 44, 54%. Quid pro Joe Biden, 43, 50%. Bernie the Fossil Sanders, 41, 54%. Cherokee Princess Elizabeth Warren, 42, 44%. Dingbat Kamala Harris, 27, 46%. Mean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 27, 34%. If that is not interesting enough for you, since this poll was taken in late September, Trump's numbers have improved. Previously, he was at 43% favorable, 56% unfavorable. And guess whose numbers got worse, and I mean a whole lot worse. Yep, slow Joe Biden's. Which, once again, proves that the Ukrainian torpedoes aimed at the bad orange man went off course and nailed old Joe. In September, before we learn how Joe and his son Hunter looted at least two foreign countries, Joe sat at 46% favorable, 45% unfavorable. That's a loss of 8 net points while Trump gained 3 points. Granted, Trump is more upside down than Biden, but only by 3 points. 10-7, which is well within the margin of error. Buttigieg is also upside down by 7 points. While Bernie is buried by 13 points and Kamala by 19 points, which is an accurate reflection of just how awful she is. One warning sign for Trump is that only 42% of those polled believe he deserves re-election, while 55% do not want him re-elected. But even on this point, since September, Trump has improved from a 39-57% response. So he has been gaining ground during impeachment. But here's the other thing. Even if 55% of the country wants Trump replaced in 2020, they have to replace him with someone else. There has to be an acceptable alternative, and what we have here is a Democrat field so weak, so extreme and unappealing, big guns like Michael Bloomberg and Eric Holder are seriously considering jumping in at this very late date. As far as impeachment, despite 24/7 negative news coverage and selective leaks, this pig just isn't going to fly. You think? According to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Trump currently enjoys a relatively healthy job approval rating of 44%, and the polls gauging impeachment have either stalled or are losing altitude. Monmouth has Trump's job approval at 45%. Most telling, at least in my opinion, is that impeachment has not boosted the cable news ratings. Far-left CNN is actually attracting fewer viewers when compared to last year. This shows an extraordinary amount of voter indifference towards impeachment. Americans just don't see impeachment as a big deal, as anything more than just another partisan food fight. If voters believed there was an actual crime here, cable news ratings would be through the roof, and Trump's favorability, re-elect, and job approval ratings would not be on the upswing. Bottom line, this is the media fail of all media fails. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.